Daf is Pesach and Daf Samach Tes. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page. Today we're going to discuss primarily the conversation that takes place between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah about the Mishnah had said that, according to Rabbi Elazar, carrying the Korban Pesach and bringing it from outside the Tchum, cutting off its warts, all of those things can be done on Shabbos. So we had a whole back and forth how we compare preparing, doing the Machshirim for the Korban Pesach to doing Hazza'ah to enable eating the Korban Pesach. And we there seemed to be a machlokas whether Hazza'ah itself, to sprinkle the ashes of the Paraduma itself, is mutter. So a lot is going to be focused on that machlokas, and then we're going to discuss what the potential problem would be with doing Hazza'ah anyway. Why would that be usher to do on Shabbos? What's the problem with sprinkling a little bit of Paraduma water on somebody, especially Vilda Krablozah, the Machshiri Mitzvah is Docha Shabbos? And then the very last bit of Gemara that we're going to do right before the Mishnah draws a halachic conclusion in the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, where the Machshiri Pesach can be done on Shabbos, and compares that to a very similar machlokas that we have in Hilchos Mila, where the Machshiri Mila can be done on Shabbos, and draws a halachic conclusion in that case as well. So again, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar said carrying the Korban Pesach, bringing it from outside the Tchum, cutting off its warts, can all be done on Shabbos. So our Gemara is going to begin by focusing on two challenges to Rabbi Elazar, one from Rabbi Yeshua and the other from Rabbi Akiva. So we are holding three lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rav Ashi, Olamaydukam Rav Elazar Nami Yom Tov Rishus Islei Pircha, even according to what Rabbi Elazar said. Remember, we finished the daf yesterday by saying how Rabbi Eliezer said, you can't bring me any rayas for what you're allowed to do for the sake of Yantif, for the sake of Achila and Yantif, what you're allowed to do for the sake of Korban Pesach, because for Korban Pesach it's a mitzvah, so we're going to allow violating a shavus for the sake of a mitzvah of Korban Pesach. That doesn't necessarily mean we're going to allow violating a shavus for the sake of a rishus, for the sake of eating more on Yantif. That's not a mitzvah, that's a rishus. There's no requirement, according to Rabbi Elazar, at all to eat on Yantif. That's how we got into the whole discussion of Kula LaHashem or Kula Lachem. Rabbi Elazar's opinion, you don't have to eat anything, you could do Kula LaHashem if you want, versus Rabbi Yeshua said you have Chatzi Lachem and Chatzi LaHashem, where there is a requirement to eat. But anyway, the riot that they tried to bring against Rabbi Elazar is that if we allow a malacha for the sake of eating on Yantif, we allow shechting for Ochel Nefesh, we allow cooking for Ochel Nefesh, and yet we don't allow Shavuos for the sake of eating on Yantif, so the same should be true for Korban Pesach, that we allow a malacha, but we don't allow the machshirim. We won't allow a shavus as a machshir for the Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Elazar said, no, that's totally different. Of course, we're going to allow a shavus for the sake of Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is a mitzvah, so we have to allow it. So now the Gemara tries to revamp that kal v'chomer a little bit, that kasha on Rabbi Elazar. So Amar Rav Ashi, l'may dekam Rabbi Elazar nami yom tov rishus islei pircha. Even if you say yantiv is only a rishus and it's not a mitzvah, and therefore on that level cannot be compared to Korban Pesach, there's still a pircha on Rabbi Elazar. Uma yom tov shehiter bo malacha shel rishus lo hiter shvus she'ima, for yantiv, where we allow a malacha for the sake of achila b'yantiv, which granted is only a rishus, but yet we allow you to do a malacha in order to do that rishus, in order to be able to eat on yantiv, and still we don't allow the shvus that goes along with that malacha, any shvus that will enable you to eat on yantiv, we don't allow you to do. So Shabbos shelo hiter bo ela malacha shel mitzvah. So when it comes to Shabbos, preparing for the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, where we only allow a malacha for the Korban Pesach, for a mitzvah, we would never allow it for only a rishus on Shabbos to do a yantiv. We have a concept of achal nefesh, so we allow doing malacha for the sake of the rishus of eating on yantiv. But on Shabbos, we would never allow violating a malacha for a rishus. We only allow violating a malacha for Korban Pesach, for a real mitzvah. So for sure we should not allow a shvus to be violated on Shabbos. Meaning, the backbone of the Kal V'chomer is that Shabbos is more chamur than Yontif. And that is still going to be true according to Rabbi Elazar. So by Yontif, when we allow a malacha, we don't allow a shvus. Shabbos, which is more chamur, when we allow a malacha, we also should not allow a shvus. So the Gemara would respond that Rabbi Elazar has a simple answer to that Kal V'chomer. Rabbi Elazar, shvus de mitzvah adiflei. How can you compare a shvus that's going to enable you to bring Korban Pesach to a shvus that enables you to eat on Yantif? Meaning, granted, Shabbos is more chamer than Yantif, and we don't allow the shvus on Yantif, because what's the goal of that shvus? The end game is that you're going to get to something that's only a reshus, something that's not a mitzvah. But the goal of the shvus that you're going to be violating on Shabbos is to get you to a mitzvah. So we're going to allow that shvus when it comes to Shabbos. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Umali Yimdachu Machshir Mitzvah Shal Achar Shchitas HaShabbos, Desavadei Mitzvah, Lo Yudchu Machshir Mitzvah Shal Afnei Shchitas HaShabbos. Rabbi Elazar suggests the following Kal V'chomer. He says, if we allow Machshir Mitzvah after the Shchita to be done on Shabbos, where after the Shchita the Mitzvah is already over, and still we're allowing more Machshir Mitzvah to be done after the Shechita on Shabbos, so certainly the Machshirei Mitzvah that are done before the Shechita, which are going to enable the Shechita, should certainly be able to be done on Shabbos. What are the Machshirei Mitzvah after the Shechita that we allow to be done on Shabbos? So Rashi says, Shalachar Shechita Michoy Krevav, V'alfagav De'savu Le'tzorach Gavoa, even though we already did the Karban, the Michoy Krevav, what we discussed yesterday, the peeling off the slime with the knife, or making the holes in the intestines, that apparently is a Shavus, and yet we allow it to be done as part of Machshirei Mitzvah, even after the Karban. So for sure, those Machshirim that we're going to do before the Karban, we should allow it to be done. So again, Rashi understands that Rabbi Elazar learns this Kal V'chomer from Michoy Krevav being Dochah the Shabbos, even though you're already makriv the Pesach. So Tosos raises the question on Rashi. Tosos over here asks the Kasha on Rashi that Michoy Krevav is not something you could have done the day before. So how could you bring a Kal V'chomer that if I'm going to allow the Machshirim after the Karban, so for sure I should allow the Machshirim before the Karban? What was Rabbi Kiva's big rule in the Mishnah? Anything you could have done yesterday, you can't do on Shabbos. Anything you could not have done yesterday, you could not have done before Shabbos, you can't do on Shabbos. So at least misvara, there's room, even if Rabbi Elazar is not going to agree with that klal, but misvara, there's room to be mechalik between that which we can only do once we shech the carbon. You can't do anything with the intestines until you shech the carbon. So how can he learn from machshirim that you could have done yesterday, the machshirim that come before the carbon? How can he? How can the Michoy Krevav educate us at all about that? So Tosfos now, Rabbi Elazar is learning the Kal V'chomer from Haktaras Eivarim that Adocha Shabbos, even though you couldn't have done it yesterday, but you could have done it tomorrow. You could have done it Motzai Shabbos, right? That's what we said, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, that the Haktaras Eivarim could have been done later on, and still we allow it to be done on Shabbos. So the Machshirim that come before the Karban, also we should allow it to be done on Shabbos. So Rav Elchanan points out that the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rashi and Tosfos apparently is that Rashi holds that when Rabbi Kiva says Machshirim are not Docha Shabbos, it's not because it's Efshar La'asos Amer of Shabbos, that you could have done it yesterday. The real reason Machshirim are not Docha Shabbos is that only the Karban itself is Docha Shabbos, meaning there's nothing secondary to the Karban is going to be Docha Shabbos, whether you could or could not have done it yesterday. The only thing that's Docha Shabbos is the Karban itself. And that's how Rashi said in Dav Samach Vav, that Hazah is not Docha Shabbos, because it's not part of the Gufa Karban. So that's why Rashi says that Rabbi Elazar is mochiach his shita from Michoy Krevav that are docha Shabbos, because over there you see something that's not part of the guf hakarban is still docha Shabbos. So that's why Rabbi Elazar emphasizes that point according to Rashi. But Tosfos understands that no, Rabbi Kiva holds machshir menat docha Shabbos only because you could have done them yesterday. But if you have a machshir that you could not have done yesterday, then in a chinami will be docha Shabbos. So you can't say that Rabbi Elazar is being mochiach for Michoy Krevav, because that could not have been done yesterday. And that's why Tosfos has to say that Rabbi Elazar is being mochiach Hashita from the Haktara, which is Docha Shabbos, even though it's Efshar LaHaktara. Maktir, not yesterday, but tomorrow, on Motzai Shabbos, which would be the same thing. The truth is, if you just read the Mishnah, the Lashon of the Mishnah, if that's the Nukudas of Machlokas between Rashi and Tosos, that Rashi thinks Rabbi Akiva doesn't really care what you could have done yesterday, couldn't have done yesterday. It's all about what's the Guf HaKarban. And Tosos thinks, no, it all depends on what you could have done yesterday, could not have done yesterday. Well, the Lashon that Rabbi Akiva has in the Mishnah is Zeh HaKlal. Kol malacha she'efshar la'asosa me'erev Shabbos. Any malacha you could have done the day before is not going to be docha Shabbos. Shechita you could not have done the day before is docha Shabbos. So Rav Chanan explains that the way Rashi would have to read that line is he's explaining why we don't learn the machshirim from the guf ha-mitzvah. Why we can't apply whatever we apply to the mitzvah, whatever halachas we apply to the mitzvah, we should apply to the machshirim as well. So you say, no, because most of the time the machshirim could have been done before Shabbos. So you can't learn them from Shechita. But the real din is not about what could have or could not have been done before Shabbos. The real din is about whether it's the Guf HaKarban or not the Guf HaKarban. Rabbi Akiva's point is that Machshirim are not Docha because it's not part of the Guf HaKarban. Rabbi Elazar says they are Docha. You can do the Machshirim. So even things that are not part of the Guf HaKarban. And that's how Rabbi Elazar's mochiach from the Michui Kraven, which is not part of the Guf HaKarban. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says the mali im dachu machshiri mitzvah shel achar shchita sa Shabbos shari dachsa shchita sa Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says, wait a second, machshiri mitzvah after the shchita, of course, could be docha Shabbos. Don't prove anything from machshiri mitzvah after the shchita because you've already been mechal Shabbos. It's like, you know, once Shabbos has already been pushed aside, so we just keep it shoved aside. But does that necessarily tell me tomar yidchu machshiri mitzvah shel lefnei shchita sa Shabbos shelo dachsa shchita sa Shabbos? Does that necessarily tell me that machshiri mitzvah before the shechita can be docha Shabbos, where Shabbos has not yet been pushed aside? Meaning, yes, you have shown me, Rabbi Elazar, that on account of machshirim, that you can do machshirim on Shabbos once you've already compromised Shabbos. But where do you see that you can do machshirim on Shabbos before Shabbos has been compromised? Another version of this kasha on Rabbi Elazar is that maybe the reason you can't do machshirim before the shechita, but you can do after the shechita, is not because Shabbos was already pushed aside, but because before the shechita you don't know that you're ever going to have a kashrus shechita. It may turn out to be a pasul karban, and then it will turn out you did those machshirim for nothing, so you're mechal Shabbos for no reason. So, frankly, Gemara, well, if you go by that logic, then you shouldn't be allowed to shecht either, because every time you shecht, you run a risk. You might be misnavel the carbon if you do the shechita improperly. It might be a treifa. There could be all sorts of problems. Your whole avodah could be messed up. So you should never allow shechita to be docha Shabbos. Ella ha amar lebereisho parche va'adam lehach demali imdachu. So it must be that first he suggested this second idea that who knows, maybe the carbon is not going to be kosher. We then ask on that that's ridiculous, because then you shouldn't be able to do shechita. Then we said, no, the real kasha on Rabbi Elazar is that maybe we only allow machshirim after the shechita because the Shabbos has already been set aside, but we're not going to allow machshirim before the shechita because Shabbos has not yet been set aside. Heishav Rabbi Kiva va'amar hazah tochiach. So Rabbi Kiva's response was that hazah tochiach, that you should be able to prove from hazah. So if you recall, this was a little bit later on in the Mishnah and daf samachem and beis. So Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Eliezer that hazah is for the sake of a mitzvah, and hazah itself is an issur d'rabbanan, and we don't allow hazah to be done on Shabbos. So you see that we don't allow a shvus to be done in order to facilitate a mitzvah. So how can you allow these makshirim? So Rabbi Elazar's response was, what are you talking about that we don't allow hazah? I think we do allow hazah, right? I think that hazah is allowed to be done. Enochinami, hazah is a shvus, and it facilitates a mitzvah, and that's why you're allowed to do it. So says Gemara Tanya, Amar lo Rabbi Elazar, Akiva b'shchita yishavtani. Oh, and then the Gemara is commenting on the next line. So Rabbi Elazar had said, if shchita, which is a malacha, is docha Shabbos, hazah, which is a shvus, should for sure be docha Shabbos. You should for sure be allowed to do a lesser iser of a shavus on Shabbos to facilitate a mitzvah. So Rabbi Akiva responded, "No, maybe you should take the opposite. That if you take for granted that hazaa is not docha Shabbos, maybe shechita shouldn't be docha Shabbos either." And then Rabbi Lezer went nuts. "What do you mean shechita is not docha? Karta mashakasa b'Torah. You're going against what it says in the Torah. In the Torah it says you're allowed to do the shechita on Shabbos." So Tanya, Amar lo Rabbi Lezer, Akiva, b'shechita yishavtani, b'shechita teimi sasa. You respond to me with shechita by saying this ridiculous thing about shechita not being docha Shabbos. So he curses him that your death should be b'shechita. A pretty harsh thing to say, that your death should be b'shechita. What wasn't nearly as harsh as how Rabbi Kiva actually died, though. The Aruch Tener points out that it's a little bit strange. If that was the curse that Rabbi Lezer gave him, why did he die, according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Masreiko Shel Barzel, where the iron combs peeled off his skin? It was supposed to be b'shechita. He got a much worse death than that. So the Aruch Tener in Sanhedrin, the Samaches, points out that in Sanhedrin we see that Rabbi Lezer said to the Chacham who came to him to be matirim from his nidui. We know from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Tanur Shalach Noyesugi, that Rabbi Lezer was put in a nidui. That's why we say Rabbi Lezer Shamutehu. We don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer because he's Shamute. It's Machlok Rishonim what Shamute means. Either he's from the Talmidim of the Beis Shammai, or Shamute is a lashon of nidui, a lashon of chayrim, that he was put in a nidui. So they weren't allowed to visit him when someone is in nidui. So the Chacham came to visit him, to be matir the nidui. So he said to them, "Tamiani im yomosu misas atzman." He says, "I wonder about you guys whether you're going to die a natural death," meaning he was very upset at them because they didn't come to visit him while he was in nidui. And Rabbi Akiva then said to him, "Shelimahu, what's going to be with me?" And Rabbi Lezer said, "Shelcha kashmi shalahem, you're going to have a more difficult end than they're going to have." So Rashi over there says that Rabbi Akiva had a lev pasuach ku'ulam. He was a very good-hearted person, and therefore he got a worse punishment for not visiting Rabbi Lezer. Not just a good-hearted person. Lev pasuach means he was very capable in learning. So he lost out on more by not visiting Rabbi Lezer to gain in learning when Rabbi Lezer was in nidui. So what was Rabbi Akiva asking? Shelimahu. So says the Aruch Tener that since he had already punished him, that he's going to die b'shechita. He already had this conversation, must have happened earlier. So now that Rabbi Lezer is saying, "Tamuani im yamusu misas atzman," I wonder if any of you are going to die by natural cause. Rabbi Akiva says, "Well, I already gave up on dying in natural causes. You already cursed me that I'm going to have shechita. So shalimahu, what kind of curse are you giving me?" So Rabbi Lezer said to him, yeah, you're going to have worse. Now it's going to be worse. Now it's going to be worse than the shechita." So that explains why the Aruch Tener says that explains why Rabbi Akiva got a worse misa than the shechita that Rabbi Lezer cursed him with, because Rabbi Lezer wasn't done yet. Later on in life, he cursed him that it's going to be even worse. So anyway, Amar lo Rabbi al tachbireinu b'shas adin. So Rabbi Akiva says back to Rabbi Lezer, "How could you deny what you taught me?" Meaning now we're having this conversation, you're denying what you taught me. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Al tichbor b'mashi lemaditani hazah af b'shi shavos. You're the one that taught me that hazah cannot be done on Shabbos. Now you're denying that whole thing. That's what I heard from you, that hazah is a shvus and it's not docha Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, well, that's a pretty good taina. If Rabbi Lezer is one that taught Rabbi Akiva that hazah is not docha Shabbos, then how come he's backing out now? All of a sudden he's saying, "What are you talking about? Of course hazah is docha Shabbos." Well, he's the one that taught him that it's not docha Shabbos. So Amarula Rabbi Lezer ki agamrei hazah de truma agamrei. When Rabbi Lezer taught him that hazah is not docha Shabbos, he was not talking about hazah for the sake of Korban Pesach. He was talking about doing the hazah for the sake of truma. Says Rashi, hazah de truma habala hazos lovli tar kidei lechol truma, in order to enable someone to eat truma agamrei de lo dachya Shabbos, to afrashas truma gufa lo dachya Shabbos, because after all you're not even allowed to do afrashas truma anyway on Shabbos. So to do a hazah to enable eating truma, that's the hazah that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. It's a very difficult Rashi. The Achronim point out, what is the fact that afrashas truma is not docha Shabbos have to do with achilas truma, meaning that we're not going to do the hazah to enable the person to eat truma. When a person eats truma, the truma could have been hufrash a week ago, 2 weeks ago, yesterday, whatever. It didn't have to be hufrash today, so they're mafresh the truma on Friday, they take care of all the truma semaisos from Friday, and then Shabbos, they eat the food. The mitzvah of eating truma you're allowed to do on Shabbos, so why wouldn't you do the hazah? Because you're not allowed to do afrashas truma, so we're not going to do the hazah to enable eating the truma. Very difficult to understand what's going on over here. But anyway, the truma gufa lo dochei Shabbos, but the Gemara sounds like that's what it's saying. That truma itself is not dochei Shabbos. So that's what Rabbi Lazar meant to say. And the truth is, Rabbi Akiva understood very well that that's what Rabbi Lazar meant to say. And Rabbi Akiva nami ki osvei azod de truma osvei. When Rabbi Akiva asked on Rabbi Lazar, that's what he was asking on him. He was asking shehim mitzvah, that achilas truma is a mitzvah, v'imishum shvus, and it's an isur d'rabbanan to do hazaah, and v'hu savar hazad, and yet we see that we're not going to allow the shvus of hazaah to enable the mitzvah of truma. That's what Rabbi Akiva was asking Rabbi Lazar. But v'hu savar, Rabbi Lazar thought Rabbi Akiva was asking that hazaah the Pesach chamosav lei, that he was asking about doing the hazaah of Korban Pesach, and that Rabbi Lazar says, that's not true, you're not allowed to do the hazaah for Korban Pesach. So Masiv Rabba, Heshev Rabbi Kiva Va'amar, I'm sorry, Rabbi Lazar says you are allowed to do the Azah for Korban Pesach. So Masiv Rabba, Heshev Rabbi Kiva Va'amar, Azah is Tamei Meis Tochiach, Shechal Shvi Shal Aliyos B'Shabbos, Uba'erif HaPesach, Shei Mitzvah, V'imishim Shvos, Ve'in Adochas HaShabbos. So the Gemara says, could that have really been the conversation between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Kiva was asking about Azah of Truma. In the Brisa, so we have it elaborated a little more, and Rabbi Kiva's Kasha is very clearly about Hazah for the sake of Korban Pesach, not Hazah for the sake of Truma. So don't tell me that the whole disconnect between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua in our Mishnah was that Rabbi Kiva was really asking about the Hazah of Truma, which Rabbi Lazar's Moda cannot be done on Shabbos, and Rabbi Lazar thought he was asking about the Hazah of Korban Pesach, which can be done on Shabbos, because you see clearly in this Brisa that Rabbi Kiva was asking about Hazah of Korban Pesach. So bottom line is, we're back to our question. How could Rabbi Lazar have backed out if it's true what Rabbi Kiva is saying, that you yourself taught me, Rabbi, that you're not allowed to do the Hazaah for the sake of the Korban Pesach? Why does Rabbi Lazar now change his mind and say that you are allowed to do the Hazaah for the Korban Pesach? Elevadai Hazaah de Pesach Agamrei. Clearly, Rabbi Lazar must have originally taught Rabbi Akiva that the Hazaah of the Korban Pesach you're not allowed to do. For the sake of Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to do. V'chimiachar da'agamrei, my time of kaparach le'Rabbi Eliezer. So if he's the one that taught it to him. So again, back to our question. So why is Rabbi Lazar asking on Rabbi Akiva, where are you getting this from? So Rabbi Lazar gamrei yisakar lei, v'as Rabbi Akiva la'ad kurei gamrei. That Rabbi Lazar really forgot his learning. He had taught Rabbi Akiva this din, and then he forgot it. He forgot this halacha. He had taught Rabbi Akiva that Hazaah to facilitate the bringing of a Korban Pesach is Asr, and Rabbi Kiva was reminding him of that din. So the name of the Vade, why didn't he just tell him that? Why didn't Rabbi Akiva say, I mean, instead of Rabbi Akiva coming up with this ridiculous Kal V'chomer, where he says that you're not allowed to do Shechita on Shabbos, which is against the Torah, so why doesn't he just tell him, Rabbi, remember, you're the one that taught me that Hazaah for the sake of Korban Pesach is Asr. Why say it in such a roundabout way by coming up with this Kal V'chomer that Rabbi Akiva himself knows not to be true? So says Mar Savar Lava Rechara, he thought that that's not appropriate to say directly to the Rabbi that you forgot something, that you taught me something different than what you're saying right now. So he was just fleshing it out. He's saying, okay, Rebbe, well then if that's the case, why don't I say a counter Kal V'chomer, and hopefully Rebbe Lazar will realize, well, Rebbe Kiva is smart, why is he saying such a ridiculous Kal V'chomer? Oh, wait a second, it's something that I taught him. He was hoping that he would remember on his own. So the Achronim have a little bit of a difficult time with this, that is it really not Derech Eretz when Rebbe forgets something that he had taught to remind him what he had taught? There is a relationship that comes up throughout all of Shas where one Amora constantly does that to another Amora. Every single time Rav Yosef forgets something, Abaye is always there to tell him, no, you forgot, that you forgot what you taught me. Rav Yosef, toward the end of his life, became very ill. He forgot much of his learning, so that was Abaye's job. He was always all over the place to teach him to remind Rav Yosef what he had forgotten. So in one of the Achronim, according to the Pnini Halacha section of the Masivta over here, he says maybe it's different depending on the situation of the Rebbe. Rav Yosef realized he was very ill, and he realized he was losing a lot, and he wanted to be reminded. Rabbi Lazar was not ill, and he was a bor sid shein shenu ma'abe tipa. He was someone who never forgot anything, so it was somewhat insulting for him to hear that he had forgotten something. So it really depends on the matzav of the particular Rebbe. So for Rav Yosef, it wasn't something that, that would insult him. For Rav Lazar, it may have been something that, that would insult him. He brings a raya that's, that depending on the situation of the Rebbe from the Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Mem Aleph, tells us that there was a certain koves that heard a lot of halachos from Rebbe, and when Rebbe forgot a lot of those halachos, Rebbe Chia would go to this koves, to this cleaners, and he would sit there learning from this koves all the halachos that he had heard from Rebbe, and then he went back to Rebbe and retaught Rebbe the halachos that Rebbe had that Rebbe himself had taught the koves. So Rebbe saw the koves one day, and he says, "Ata asisa osiva estia. You have made me back to the man that I wanted to be, and you have made Chia also. You have made Rebbe Chia also." So he was apparently very appreciative because he realized that he had lost his learning through illness, through no fault of his own. So it wasn't insulting. But Rebbe Lazar didn't have an illness, so it was going to be insulting to tell him that you lost that you lost your learning. So anyway, so that's why he only told it to him b'derech remiza. Okay, now the Gemara says, great. Now that we had this whole discussion about Hazah, we kept on saying that that Hazah is some sort of iser. What would be the iser of Hazah anyway? Why would Hazah not be allowed to be done on Shabbos? Mithi, Tiltulvi Almahu, Tilchi Shabbos, Mishum Pesach. What is it? It's Muktzah. It's a very low level iser to Rabbanan. So shouldn't we for sure allow doing Hazah for the sake of Korban Pesach, for the sake of a great mitzvah da Raisa? So Amar Rabba, Gezeira Shami Yitlana Vavirena, Arba Amos Barashos HaRabim. That it must be that Hazah was aser because of a Gezeira that we're afraid you're going to carry Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah, and that's going to be a violation of an Issa Dar Raisa on Shabbos. So Tosos over here raises the question, Shemer Yevren Rabba Amos, Fractosim Tomra Maichashin Lahachi, Halo Nose Mechatas Tame, Viachsavi Tame Samayim. Why would we be choshesh that someone's going to carry the Mechatas? Someone who carries the Mechatas becomes Tame, and it's going to turn out that at the time that he's carrying the Mechatas, he's going to be Metame, the Mechatas themselves. So then they're going to be Pasalaza. So why would anyone ever carry the Mechatas? Dalarams and Rosh Hashanah, he's going to ruin the whole Mechatas that way. So Tosa says, Vieshlomer Demavir Bekli Avanim Bekli Galalim. It must be the concern is that you're going to carry it in such a way where they're not going to be able to be mekabel tuma, where the mechatas itself is not going to be able to be mekabel tuma. You carry it in a kli that can't be mekabel tuma. The tzlach points out that Tosas kasha is lechora very difficult to understand because the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Para, in the 15th parak of Hilchos Para, that someone who carries the mechatas l'tzorech hazaah does not become tameh. Otherwise, and you have to say that way because otherwise, anyone who's mazah the meipara would automatically become tamei and would ruin the meipara anyway. Now, if the person who's mazah anyway does become, but that's afterwards. But anyone who's mazah the meipara would become tamei because he's carrying it. So it must be that any time you're carrying it for the sake of doing the hazaos, of doing what's supposed to be done with it, it's not going to be something that's metamei. So he's mitarets that the havara that we're talking about is not l'tzorech hazah, because the tameh could come, because just moving it from one place to the other, the tameh could come to where the mechatas is. The mechatas doesn't have to go to where the tameh is. There also, the achronim give other terutzim to Tosfos kasha. The Tzach says that Rabba doesn't mean that we're choshish going to carry the mayim dalet amos and Rosh Hashanah. We're choshish can carry the ezov that you use to sprinkle the mayim dalet amos and Rosh Hashanah, and that's not going to be metame the person. Sfasema says no. Maybe the chashish is going to carry the mayim before you put the efer paraduma into it, before you sprinkle the ashes into it. So again, no tuma issue over there. Different terutzim that the achronim give. Says Gemara, Rav Lazar na'avre, v'am Rav Lazar machshiri mitzvah dochnas Shabbos. According to Rav Lazar, yes, so what? So you'll carry it all on Rosh Hashanah. According to Rav Lazar, machshiri mitzvah dochnas Shabbos. You're allowed to do malachos to enable a mitzvah. So you should be allowed to carry in order to enable the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Amri, hani milieche de gavr gufecha zivram yichu v'alei. That's only when the person himself is ra'ui for the mitzvah, so he already has the chiyuv of the mitzvah. Aval hacha de gavr gufei lochazi. But over here, why are we doing the mechatas? To make the guy tahar so that he can bring the Korban Pesach. but right now he's tamei, so he's not ra'ui for the Korban Pesach, and memelo rami chiyuvei alei, so he has no chiyuv Korban Pesach. So we're not going to allow doing makshiri mitzvah for someone who's not yet ra'ui for the mitzvah. You have a baby you want to give a mila to, so the baby's ra'ui for the mila, you just don't have the mila knife, and you don't have the equipment there, so you're allowed to carry the equipment to the baby, but the baby's ra'ui for the mila. But for someone who's not ra'ui for the mitzvah, Rabbi Lazar would not allow makshirim. Says the Gemara, really? Amar Rabbi, l'divrei Rabbi Lazar, katan bari, mechamen lo chamen lahavroso, lemola b'shabes, da'achazi lei. So then it would turn out that for a healthy baby, who's right now ra'ui for a bris mila, you're allowed to heat up water in order to enable doing the bris mila, because he's ra'ui. But katan chola, it would turn out if you have a sick baby, ain mechamen lo chamen lahavroso, lemola, da'achazi lei. A sick baby, where all he needs is to take a warm bath in order to be healthy enough to have the mila, it would turn out, according to the blesser, you're not allowed to warm up water for that bath, because right now he's not ra'ui for the mila. Mele, he's not. You're not allowed to do machshirim for him. So Rava vi barihu lamalecham lavroso. Rava says, what kind of comment is that? If he's healthy, then you're allowed to heat up water for him. If he's healthy, he doesn't need hot water. What does that mean? Sa'alam Rava kol cholenei neitzel mila. Everybody's a chola when it comes to mila. There's no such thing as a healthy baby that doesn't need a warm bath. Every baby needs a warm bath. Echad katan bari ve'echad katan chola ein mecham lo cham lavroso lamol b'shabes to lo chazi. Therefore, turn out according to Blazar, you should not be allowed to warm up water for the bath for the baby on Shabbos, because no baby is ro'i for a mila without the warm water. So he's not ro'i for the mila. You can't do machshirim for him. Eis ve'abaye. Orel Shalomal Enosh Kare, Sivra Blazar. Rabbi Lazar says an Orel who doesn't have a bris mila, didn't get a bris mila, is Chayiv Kares. Vahacha de Gavru Gufei Lo Chazi, Vakatani Enosh Kares. Meaning is Chayiv Kares, we're not talking about the Kares for the mila now, we're talking about the Kares for failure to bring the Korban Pesach. An Orel, an Erev Pesach, is going to be Chayiv Kares for failure to bring the Korban Pesach. Whether he's going to be Chayiv Kares for the mila, that will be determined at the end of his life, according to the Shitas Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Chayiv Kares for mila doesn't have and the second person becomes a bar mitzvah and doesn't have a mila. The chiyuv kares is if he dies with purposely not having had a bris mila, then he's chayiv kares. Maybe we'll discuss later how the Rava disagrees. But anyway, over here we're not talking about the kares of the mila, we're talking about the kares of Korban Pesach. So, but wait a second, if he's in the Orel, he's not Roy to bring the Korban Pesach. So how can he be Chayiv Karis for not bringing the Korban Pesach? He's not Roy in the first place. He's not a Bar Chiyuva. Alma Rami Chiyuva Ale. It sounds like the Chiyuv is Chal on him, even when there's something about his Guf that's not Roy. Now Rashi says he's Chayiv Karis because he could have been Misakin himself Mivav Shalos of the Maila from 6 hours on, and Erev Pesach, which is the Zman of the Shechita Pesach, Shechitas HaPesach, he could have been Misakin himself. And it's not like someone who's tamei or derech rechoka that's pata from kares, because once the sixth hour of their erev pesach comes, it's too late for them already. They're tamei, they're derech rechoka. There's nothing they could do at that point in time. And before that point in time, this is the key line Rashi. Before that point in time, well, there was no chiyuv because it wasn't the zman of the korban pesach yet. So the minchas chinuch in mitzvah hey os yud gimel says, what in the world is he talking about? There's no chiyuv before the zman of the pesach. So today we're just a few days before Rosh Hashanah. We're a week before Rosh Hashanah. So can someone say, a week before Rosh Hashanah, can someone say that, you know what, I don't know, I'm not thinking about shofar yet. It's not time for the mitzvah of shofar yet. So the person's not going to see to it that he secures a shofar and someone who could blow the shofar, and it's going to come Rosh Hashanah, he's going to say, what can I do? I don't have a shofar. I'm stuck. Someone's not going to build the sukkah before sukkahs. What can I do? I'm stuck. Before sukkahs, I didn't have to think about it because it wasn't the zman of the mitzvah yet. Now it's sukkahs, so now it's too late. I'm an anus. What kind of comment? The Rashi says that the derech rechoka, the tameh, before the zman of the mitzvah, they didn't have to think about it, and now that it's the zman of the mitzvah, it's too late. So the Minchas Chinuch is very bothered by this, and Minchas Chinuch says, no, vaday, before the zman of the mitzvah, you have to do whatever you can to make sure that you're in a position to do the mitzvah. You're just not going to be chayiv kares for failure to bring Korban Pesach on account of not doing the mitzvah. But for sure, you have to do whatever you can to. And he says the raya is, otherwise everyone's b'derech rechoka. 95% of Klal Yisrael is b'derech rechoka every single year, if you don't have to think about traveling to Eretz Yisrael for the sake of the Korban Pesach. So that's the comment of Minchas Chinuch. Primarily, it's a critique of the Tzlach, because the Tzlach in Daf Gimel and Beis seems to say that you don't have to worry about putting yourself in a position to do a mitzvah. But anyway, the Gemara Gemara's kash over here is you see that Ram Yechivale, that the guy is punished for being in, for not bringing Korban Pesach when he's in Arel, even though his guf is not Roi. So Rabba Kasav Reb Lazar ain't shochtin v'zorik and al tamei sheretz. So Reb Lazar holds that we're not shochtin v'zorik for someone who's a tamei sheretz, and therefore also for someone who's a tamei meis. V'kol she'ilu biyachid nidche b'tzibur avdi b'tumah. And another rule is that any time that a yachid would be nidche, a yachid would not be able to bring the Korban Pesach, so a tzibur that suffers from that same problem could bring the Korban Bituma. V'kol milsa d'isa b'tzibur isa b'yachid, v'kol milsa d'lesa b'tzibur lesa b'yachid. Anything that applies to the tzibur applies to the yachid, whatever does not apply to the tzibur does not apply to the yachid. What are all these rules? So says the Gemara as follows. Arelus the ikule tzibur arelim ninhu. What if the whole tzibur were arelim? None of them had a bris milah. So Amrina lehu kumu mahulin af sheichav avidu pisco. What would we tell them? Go get yourself a milah so you can do it. Korban Pesach. We would not say, oh, okay, so we'll wait till Pesach Sheni. No, go get yourself a milah so you can do the Korban Pesach. So yachid nami amrinan leikum mal vavid pischa. The reason why the Arel has to do the Korban Pesach is because in a parallel case of a tzibur, the tzibur would have to get a mila and do their Korban Pesach. So the yachid, that's an Arel, even though his body is not ra'ui, but we would tell them it doesn't matter that your body is not ra'ui yet, you have a responsibility to get yourself a bris mila. V'ilo mal vavid anush kares. And if he doesn't do the mila and bring the Korban Pesach, then he's going to be chayiv kares. But tuma, when it comes to a problem of tuma, di kuli tzibur tamei ninhu lo medina nalayhu ela avdi b'tuma. If the whole tzibur is tamei, we don't say go get yourself untamei or whatever. We say okay, good. So you'll bring the Korban Pesach b'tuma when the rov tzibur is tamei. So yachid nami pater. So then a yachid is going to be pater because you see, there's no requirement to fix the problem by a tzibur. You just bring the Korban Pesach as is. So the yachid is going to be pater when he's tamei. Wait, is this rule true that whatever is Ise B'tzibur is Ise B'yachin, Pesach Sheni does not apply to a Tzibur? Tzibur never brings Pesach Sheni. And yet it does apply to a Yachid. So says, you can't view Pesach Sheni as completely separate from Pesach Rishon. Meaning Pesach Sheni, in a sense, is a Tashlumin of the Pesach Rishon. So you can't say that it's Leise B'tzibur. No, it's Ise B'tzibur because the tzibur already brought Pesach Rishon, so that's considered that they're included. Meisve yachlo yuanas kareis el sheyatar v'shaloy abderach rechoka. Aril the tamei sheretz v'shar kol tamei minayin. Wait a second. The Brisa says that I would think that the only people that are chayiv kares is someone who's tahar, someone who was close by, someone who's an arel, someone who's tamei sheretz. All other types of tumah that don't bring korban pesach. How do I know they're also chayiv? So tamalomer v'ish. That's why the pasuk says v'ish. Now midukamahadra tamei sheretz. From the fact that we say, how do I know that a Tamei Sheretz is Chayiv Kares for not bringing Korban Pesach, the clear implication is that we do not shecht or zorik the dam of a Korban Pesach on behalf of a Tamei Sheretz. The Shochtin V'Zorkin al Tamei Sheretz, Lama Lila Duri Alei, Hainu Tahar. Because if we did shecht on behalf of a Tamei Sheretz, why would we be asking about that? That would be the same thing as a Tahar. So Alma Alfa Gav Dolo Chazi Ram Yechiyuv Alei. You see that even though a guy is not Ra'ui for the Korban Pesach, to eat the Korban Pesach, he still has a chiyuv on him to see to it that the Korban Pesach is brought. And even though it's something that's not shaykh to the tzibur, tumas sheretz is not something that's going to be doch to the tzibur, it's still isei biyachid. Ella amarava, so Rava said, no, we have to explain Reb Lazar entirely differently. Kasav Reb Lazar shochtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz v'uadin l'tamei meis b'shvi yishalav. Reb Lazar holds, we can shecht and bizorik the dam on behalf of someone who's a Tamei Sheretz, and also on behalf of someone who's a Tamei Meis, when Erev Pesach is the seventh day of his Tumah. What does it mean, Erev Pesach, the seventh day of his Tumah? It means he's still Tamei, but he's not going to be anymore tonight, meaning by the time the eighth day rolls around and it comes time to eat the Korban Pesach, he's not going to be tamei. So can you be shochet v'zorik for such a person? So the halacha is yes, you can be shochet v'zorik for such a person, even though right now he is tamei. The shechita, the zrika will count. So what's the purpose of doing the Hazah for him on Shabbos, doing the Hazah for him on that seventh day, on Erev Pesach? What are we accomplishing? Anyway, we're allowed to be Shochet Vizarik for him. So he's going to be Yotze, his mitzvah of Hakravas Karban Pesach anyway, through a Shliach. Someone's going to be Shochet for him, someone's going to be Zarik for him. He'll be Yotze, the mitzvah of Hakravas Karban Pesach. What's the Hazah going to do? All the Hazah is going to do is going to enable him to eat the Karban Pesach that night. Hazah Lamai, La'achila. Well, Achilas Pesachim L'ma'akva. That's not Ma'akiv, your mitzvah of Karban Pesach. It's a separate mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach. But you don't need Pesach Sheni if you brought a Karban Pesach and didn't do an Achila. So that's not Ma'akiv. That's why we're not going to allow the Hazah. That's the Svar for Reb Lazar. Again, all this goes back to the question. What's the problem with doing a Hazah? Reb Lazar holds all Makshiri Mitzvah or Docha Shabbos. Why wouldn't you be allowed to do Hazah on Shabbos? So what we're suggesting now is the reason Reb Lazar doesn't allow doing Hazah is because it doesn't really help you any in terms of being Yotzei the mitzvah of Hakravas Karban Pesach. No, it should help you a lot, because doesn't it turn out that if this guy never becomes Torah enough to eat the Karban Pesach that night, that you shechted the Karban Pesach shalol liyochlev for someone who was unable to eat it, and that's no good. So amalei shalol liyochlev l'chol l'zakin to lochazi, avlai mechsechazi to kunehu to lomasakin. Now shalol liyochlev means someone who's unable to eat. It means a chole, a zakin, they're physically not capable of eating. This guy could eat, he just didn't have the proper tikkun done in advance to halachically make him a viable eater of the Karban. Good. Klalam Rabbi Akiva. So the Mishnah had concluded with Rabbi Akiva saying a klal, that anything that you could have done before Shabbos is not Docha Shabbos. Any makshirim you could have done before Shabbos is not Docha Shabbos. Anything you could not have done before Shabbos, like Shechita, so that is Docha Shabbos. Am Rav Yidom Rav, Halacha Krabi Akiva. We pass like Krabi Akiva. Utsnan Nami Gabi Mila Ki Agavna, and we find a very similar concept when it comes to Bris Mila. You have a similar machlokas. The klal Am Rav Yakiva, Kom Lacha Shev Shalasos Me'erv Shabbos, Eina Docha Shabbos, Mila Shev Shalasos Me'erv Shabbos, Docha Shabbos, where Blazer holds all makshirim Milar Docha Shabbos, and Rikiva says, no. Anything you could have done before Shabbos, you have to do before Shabbos. The Mila itself, you couldn't do before Shabbos, because the eighth day is Shabbos, so that that can be Docha Shabbos. Vamri Dom Rav, Halach Rabbi Akiva, and over there also, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Now, wait a second. To paskin like Rabbi Akiva over there, I understand very well, that's something that is Nogea all the time. Bris, babies are born on Shabbos all the time. You have a bris that has to be done on Shabbos. That happens all the time. Paskening like Rabbi Akiva about which parts of the Machshirei Karban Pesach are Docha Shabbos, Frek Tosfos, Hadlo Parach, Hilchusal the Mashicha, Mefurish Sal Misf Sanhedrin. Tosfos says, I raised the question elsewhere, Mesech Sanhedrin, that the Gemara Sanhedrin has an expression, Hilchusal the Mashicha, that when we try to paskin something that has nothing to do with our halacha bizman hazeh, it's all about what's going to be when Mashiach comes and we have a base of English again, so we shouldn't be paskin, we should learn the sugyas, but to be paskining, we don't paskin those shaylas, we're not capable of paskin those shaylas. So Tosfos raises the kasha, how can we paskin over here? Why don't we say Hilchusa l'mashicha? So Tosfos in Sanhedrin writes that Rav Yosef is the one that always says Hilchusa l'mashicha. Whenever you have that expression, it's always Rav Yosef. Apparently, it's a machlokas hamoraim whether such a concept exists, that we're not supposed to paskin Hilchusa l'mashicha. Maybe that's dafka the shita of Rav Yosef. And the truth is, it could be that's the machlokas rishonim. If you ever look at the Rush and the Rif, they leave out all the sugyas of karbanos and kachim. The Rambam paskins all the karbanos, all the halachas of karbanos. Maybe they're arguing whether hilchusa l'mashicha is a din that is something that we are careful about, not to paskin halacha. The Rif and the Rush don't want to paskin hilchusa l'mashicha. The Rambam has no problems paskin hilchusa l'mashicha. There is a Tshuvas Ma'arik that says that we're not kovei halacha in things that are only knowing in bias mashiach, because all of the klalei apsak are going to change. So the Ma'arik would probably, the Rif and the Rush might hold like that Ma'arik, and that might be the svar of Hilchusa l'mashicha, then maybe the klalei apsak are going to be different. It could be in Divrei Yoel, he quotes here in the Panini Alecha section, that in Divrei Yoel, Sabin Rebbe writes, that we don't know what the whole circumstances of the world are going to be. The whole nature of everything is going to change in Yemos HaMashiach, so we can't possibly paskin for that kind of circumstance. It reminds me a little bit of, ironically, of what the Eim HaBarim Smecha writes in his introduction, when he describes why it's Teku Tishbi Yitaris Kishus Bayis and not Moshe Rabbeinu Yitaris. Is Moshe Rabbeinu a bigger Talmud Chacham? So he says, no, in order to pass in the Shaila in each generation, you need someone who's actually living in that generation, because if you're not familiar with what's going on in the world, then you can't paskin for that generation. Moshe Rabbeinu died, Eliyahu Navi never died, so Eliyahu Navi could paskin for each and every generation. But anyway, let's get to the Mishnah. It says Mar Tzricha, we need to paskin at Rabbi Kiva in both cases, both by Milan over here by Karban Pesach. Diashmin Gabi Pesach, if it only told by Pesach, Hasam Mitzvah Lo Dachu Shabbos, Mishum Dlo Nechso Ala Sholosh Asher Bisos. I would say, yeah, there the Machshirei Mitzvah are not Dachu Shabbos, because you don't have, it's not so important, you don't have Sholosh Asher Bisos like you have by Bris Mila. Avol Mila, the Nechso Ala Sholosh Asher Bisos, a Malidchi. But Mila maybe is more important, should be Dachu Shabbos. Viashmin and Mila, Hasam Ud Machshirei Mitzvah Lo Dachu Shabbos, Dileka Kares. By Mila, there's no Kares. Avol Pesach, Dika Kares, a Malidchi. But Pesach, where there is Kares, should be Dachu Shabbos. Tricha. What's the obvious problem? There are two mitzvahs say in the Torah that have kares, and they are Pesach and Mila. What does it mean, Mila, there's no kares? So Rashi explains, Rishon explains, Mila, there's no kares in just waiting till tomorrow to do it. So that's like we said before from the Rambam, that the chi of kares, the Rambam writes, is when you die, and b'mezid didn't do Mila, that's when you chayav kares. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, no, every day that you don't do Mila is chi of kares, but if once you do the Mila, then before you die, the kares is that you die young. So once you do the Mila before you die, so then it turns out that you exempt yourself from the kares. But every day, along the, what if a person didn't do a Mila for years because he didn't want to, and then he got very ill and he couldn't. He became an anus, and he wanted to, but he couldn't. He was an anus. According to the Rambam Lechora, he's not Chayiv Kares, because the Chayiv Kares is only on the moment you die. When you die, be amazed not giving yourself a Mila. Lechora, according to the Ravid, he is Chayiv Kares. Because according to the Ravid, you're really Chayiv Kares in each moment. It's just that if you manage to get it in before you die, then it turns out that it exempts you from the Kares. Many Nafkaminas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Kaparos, another Nafkamina. Okay.